I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. The message coming from Yemen today seems to be, if you don't like the government, overrun the capital city and change it. Shiite militias known as the Houthis appear to have done just that. The rebels stormed the Yemeni capital Sana'a over the weekend, sending a powerful army general into hiding. The fighting stopped after the United Nations brokered a ceasefire agreement that gives the Houthis a big say over Yemen's government. We check in again today with our friend in Sana'a, reporter Iona Craig. And Iona, must have been a pretty restless weekend for you.
Yes, it's been a surreal few days here in Yemen. I don't think anybody really anticipated that the Houthis would take over the whole city. And today, I think a lot of people are in disbelief here.
Iona, tell us about the deal that's been brokered. It seems essentially like a militia took over the city and ousted a government. Is that a coup?
A lot of people here are calling it, a soft coup. A lot of it seemed to have been done by pre-arrangement, so major government buildings were taken over without a shot being fired. As you say, this deal was signed, and this details how the government will be dissolved, a new government will be formed within a month, and a new prime minister will be appointed. And the Houthis are going to have a lot more say in how that government is formed and which person will be chosen as the prime minister.
Now, you say this was seemingly prearranged. Was that something that happened well before the weekend, or you mean just so there would be limited bloodshed?
I think a mixture of both. In the end, the Minister of Interior told his troops yesterday to stand down and to concede control to the Houthis, and that the Houthis were their friends. So this morning, I live very close to some of the government buildings, including the Cabinet Office. I came out and there was a distinct absence of soldiers that normally guard those positions. And there was plainclothes gunmen mostly guarding those government buildings. And that seemed to have been done by consensus.
Iona, let's take a step back briefly. What is the point of the takeover? What do the Houthis want? Or what did they want?
Well, the Houthis protests that began in August were about dissolving the government, who they accused of being corrupt and ineffective, and they were also demanding the reinstating of the fuel subsidy. They have achieved both of those things in the deal that was signed. The fuel subsidy has been lifted now, and the price of fuel has dropped overnight. So they've achieved that goal and the formation of a new government, which is going to happen in the next month, and they've achieved that too.
Is this a group, the Houthis, that the United States, the Western world, should be scared of? Or are they kind of a radical militia, or is this an internal thing that may or may not have been settled over the weekend?
You wouldn't call them radical. I think the major concern for the international community, obviously, is just the instability generally in Yemen. There's a huge humanitarian problem here anyway. The security issues that obviously involve al-Qaeda, and any instability runs a risk of spreading further violence and a possible backlash from al-Qaeda in the process. And even this afternoon, there have been reports of IEDs, improvised explosive device, going off in the north of the capital, targeting a Houthi vehicle and a Houthi convoy. And that's the kind of thing that is really concerning in this kind of scenario, is what will the backlash look like and who and where will it come from? And there's a lot of fear that al-Qaeda will mobilize against the Houthis and turn this into a nasty sectarian conflict.
Iona Craig reports for The Times of London. She lives in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Iona, thanks again.
Thank you very much.